This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from our latest humor collection, Chicken Soup for the Soul Too Funny. This is our third collection of funny stories and another bestseller for us, just like our previous humor books. No one is safe in these true stories. From spouses to parents to children to colleagues to friends. And some of the funniest stories involve self-deprecating humor when our writers tell us about their own hilarious mistakes. So Marianne Daly Holbrook tells us one such story, which she prefaces by explaining that her husband earned a master's degree in biology and chemistry from a well-known university and taught high school chemistry and physics all his adult life. So he's a smart guy. And for that reason, this story that involves him has always surprised her. She says it started one lovely summer night at 3:10 a.m. Her husband, Gabe, was in deep sleep until their car horn started blasting in the garage and Marianne woke up Gabe to do something about it. When she did wake him up, he said it must be someone else's car, but it was theirs, and Marianne wanted it to stop quickly so they wouldn't wake up the whole neighborhood. She got Gabe to the garage, and he went looking for his toolbox. Then she watched as their neighbor's interior light started going on up and down the street. Marianne says, Gabe quickly draped himself over the motor of his car, a Mercury, yanking out one thing after another in a desperate attempt to stop the piercing sound. He pulled out hoses, loosened nuts and bolts, and flung small parts onto the garage floor. I stared in disbelief, but since I didn't know a carburetor from a camshaft or a drive shaft from a dipstick, I decided not to question him. More lights were going on in their neighbors' houses. One person yelled to them to turn off their stupid car alarm. Gabe couldn't figure out how to get the sound to stop. Car parts were littering the garage floor as he flung them out of the car in a panic. More than half an hour had already passed. Marianne continues her story, saying, suddenly, the side door to the garage opened and our neighbor strode in. Quickly lifting the hood to my Buick, he disconnected its battery. Gabe, he said, slamming down the hood, you've been working on the wrong car.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
James Collins has another story about a man having a very bad day. It started when James was shaving and nicked himself. He stuck a wad of toilet paper on his face, and then when he removed it, the bleeding started up again, so he stuck another wad of toilet paper on his face and he got in his truck to start his day. But as he was getting in his truck, he hit his forehead on the top of the cab. He hit it so hard that he thought he was going to pass out. So he went to work with toilet paper stuck on his face and a big purple bump on his forehead. He decided to treat himself to lunch at Chick-fil-A to make the day better. He was excited because they had their smokehouse barbecue bacon sandwich available, and that was only available in the summer. So he ordered the sandwich, fries, and sweet tea. As he tried to open the little packet of ranch dressing so that he could dip his waffle fries in them, the dressing squirted all over his shirt. Then as he bit into his big messy sandwich, you know what happened? The grilled chicken spurted out the bottom of the bun and slid down his shirt, leaving a trail of red sauce. Now James had toilet paper stuck to his face, a purple bump on his forehead, and ranch dressing and red barbecue sauce on his shirt. He hurried to the restroom to try to clean up. But as he reached under the soap dispenser and pulled the handle, the soap squirted into his face, onto his glasses, and onto his shirt. He still tried to clean up, and then he went back to his seat to discover that his food had been taken away, but at least they had left his sweet tea. But when he picked up the cup of tea, he discovered there was a hole in the bottom of the cup. He stormed up to the counter and demanded a new cup of sweet tea, with his toilet paper on his chin, his purple bump on his forehead, and his shirt stained with barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, and liquid soap. The lady behind the counter said, "Honey, you've had a rough day, haven't you?" And James sarcastically said, "Yes, I have. Thank you very much." She smiled and said, "It's my pleasure." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. These stories are about how reaching out to help someone is usually a surefire way to make your own life happier.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.